Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Bert and Ernie's Starry Night Sweep Up.
Hi, it's me, Nina. I'm sweeping up because today was our Sesame Street Carnival. We have a carnival each year to celebrate the start of spring and warmer weather. But now the day is over, and it's time to clean up and get ready for tomorrow.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Bert. Hey, Ernie. Did you enjoy the carnival?
Ooh, the carnival was so much fun.
It sure was.
I don't know about you two, but I'm tired after a long day of playing games and activities.
Oh, you said it, Nina. I am exhausted.
Oh, but I don't feel tired yet. No, I keep thinking about all the games we played. Oh, my favorite was the one where you knock down milk bottles with a beanbag, and the duck pond where you catch toy ducks with a fishing pole. That was Rubber Ducky's favorite.
Ah, sounds like you still have a lot of energy from all the activities today.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Nina.
But Ernie, it was a long day, and I'm tired. I want to go home, get in my jammies, and start my bedtime routine.
Oh, but Bert, I'm not tired enough to start my bedtime routine yet.
I understand, Ernie. It was an exciting day. You know what I like to do when I'm not tired? I like to imagine Sesame Street when it's almost nighttime, just like it is now.
Well, what do you mean, Nina? Well, we're on Sesame Street right now.
Yes, but see how there are still a few decorations left from the carnival?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see them.
Well, for me, it's soothing to think about Sesame Street when it's all quiet, after everyone's gone home for the night.
Oh, that sounds nice.
See, so what if we imagine Sesame Street cleaned up? Peaceful and quiet after the carnival is completely gone. Then you can imagine a new day with new adventures.
Ooh, I do like new adventures.
Oh, me too. I'm going to the Bottle Cap Convention tomorrow. It's going to be quite an adventure.
Just like that, Bert. Let's settle down in Hooper's first.
Okay, Nina.
Let's go.
Now that we're inside Hooper's, let's do some belly breathing to help us relax and get ready to imagine a peaceful Sesame Street after the carnival. We're going to start by putting our hands on our bellies.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hands are on my belly.
Good. Now, with your hands on your belly, breathe in slowly through your nose. Then breathe out slowly through your mouth. Muy bien. Once again, slowly breathing in through your nose and slowly breathing out through your mouth. Now, let's take a final belly breath and focus on how our bellies move. With your hands still on your bellies, take a slow breath in through your nose and slow breath out through your mouth. Did you feel your bellies move out and then back in?
I did, Nina. Gee, you know, it helped my tummy feel relaxed, and I think I feel more ready for bedtime now.
Me too, Ernie. It's a nice feeling.
Great. I have one more special thing to do before we start imagining.
Ooh. Well, what is it, Nina?
Well, after I've had a really fun day, I like to end it by saying goodnight to the place or activities that made it special.
That's a swell idea, Nina.
Oh yeah, I would like that.
Since the carnival made today so special for everyone, let's say goodnight to the carnival. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Goodnight, carnival.
Goodnight, carnival.
Goodnight, carnival.
It's evening time on Sesame Street, after the carnival. The lampposts have just come on, and stars are just starting to appear in the sky. It was a big day on Sesame Street, and everyone is glad to see Sesame Street slowly returning to how it looks every day. The carnival music has been turned off, and you can hear crickets chirping in the distance. The game booths, like Ring Toss and Milk Bottle Knockdown, that were all lined up in the arbor, have been taken down, packed up, and stored away. Bert and Ernie enjoy helping clean up the last few things that need to be put away. Nina, Alan, Big Bird, Abby, and Gabrielle are all there helping too. Abby and Gabrielle help put away the yellow stars and blue flowers used to decorate the booths and stands. They made the stars and flowers out of construction paper and glitter. They put the decorations in a shoebox to keep in Hooper's store until the next celebration on Sesame Street. In the arbor, Big Bird takes down a banner that reads, "Sesame Street Carnival Today." Because he is so tall, Big Bird can reach where the banner is tied to the lamppost. He pulls on the string to untie the knot, and the banner gently floats down. Big Bird hands the end banner to Bert. Once Big Bird is done untying the other end, Bert and Ernie help fold the banner so they can put it away. Big Bird, Bert, and Ernie imagine the fun things they can do on Sesame Street tomorrow, now that the carnival is over. Like making arts and crafts in the community center, or playing tag in the arbor. Near the community center, Bert and Ernie help Nina fill up a big trash bag.
Gracias.
Once the trash bag is full, they walk it over to Oscar's trash can. Oscar doesn't like the carnival because everyone has so much fun. And Oscar hates fun.
Blech.
But he is also glad because now he gets to collect all the trash left over from the carnival.
Hey.
And there's nothing Oscar loves more than trash. Nina, Bert, and Ernie get a happy feeling seeing Sesame Street all cleaned up. They think about people and monsters doing everyday activities tomorrow, like having lunch outside Hooper's, planting in the garden, or riding bikes. Bert and Ernie imagine where they will draw a hopscotch game on the sidewalk tomorrow. Over in Hooper's store, Alan is wiping down the counter. There was food served in Hooper's during the carnival, like sandwiches, fruit salad, and special snacks, like soft pretzels and ice cream. Most of the dishes have been washed, and Alan sweeps the floor and puts the last cups and plates back where they belong. Bert and Ernie help Alan by counting to make sure there are 10 forks and 10 spoons before putting them away. First, Bert counts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 forks.
And then Ernie counts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 spoons.
There are 10 forks and 10 spoons all together. And now they are ready to be put away. Hooper's store looks clean and tidy and is ready to welcome customers tomorrow. Alan thinks about a new berry smoothie recipe that he wants to try out as he plans tomorrow's menu. And he writes it out on his chalkboard. As they finish putting the last few things away, Bert and Ernie realize how tired they are. They look at Sesame Street, all quiet and peaceful, and ready for a new day. The stars are shining brighter in the sky now as Bert and Ernie say goodnight to everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Nighty night.
And walk back to their apartment in the 123 Sesame Street building. Bert thinks about the bottle cap convention coming to Sesame Street tomorrow. Ernie looks forward to taking a bubble bath with Rubber Ducky when he gets home. Nina walks Abby and Gabrielle home while Big Bird climbs into his nest and gets cozy with his teddy bear Radar. Alan turns off the lights inside Hooper's store and locks the door. The big Hooper's sign outside stays on. It shines a beautiful light over the nighttime arbor as everyone makes their way home for a good night's sleep.